sweet story about a Christmas gift. A shoemaker, by no fault of his own, became so poor that at last he had nothing left but enough leather for one pair of shoes. So in the evening, he cut the leather into the shape of the shoes, and he left his work on the table to finish in the morning. He lay down quietly in his bed, and before he fell asleep, he asked God to help him. Next day in the morning, just as he was about to sit down to work, he saw the two shoes standing quite finished on his table. He was surprised and did not know what to make of it, as the shoes were already ready. Soon after, a customer came into the shop. And as the shoes pleased him so well, it was so well designed, he paid more than the usual price. Now the shoemaker had enough money to buy leather for more two pairs of shoes. So again, that night, he cut out the leather, and the next morning, he saw the shoes were again already made. Now there was no shortage of customers who wanted the shoes, and the shoemaker soon had enough to buy leather now for four pairs of shoes. Now, one evening, not long before Christmas, the man finished cutting out the leather as usual. This time, he said to his wife, "Darling, let's stay up tonight to see who is that who lends us this helping hand. Who is that who is so kind to us?" His wife liked the idea and lighted a candle. Then they hid themselves in a corner of the room behind some clothes which were hanging up there, and from there they secretly watched. When it was midnight, two little elves. Darling, do you know elf? Elf looks like human. They have pointed ears and magical powers. Yes, those little elves came into the room, both without any clothes on, and sat down by the shoemaker's table. They took all the work which was cut out before them and began to stitch, sew, and hammer skillfully and quickly with their little fingers. They did not stop until all was done and stood finished on the table. And then they ran quickly away. The next morning, shoemaker's wife said, "The little men have made us so rich, darling. And we really must show them we are so grateful for it. I'm so sad. They had no clothes on, and it must be so cold for them. Should I tell you what will I do for them? I'll make them little shirts, coats, trousers, and knit both of them a pair of stockings. I think you can also help them too. Why don't you make them two little pair of shoes?" The shoemaker said, "I shall be very glad to do it, my darling." One night, when everything was ready, they laid their presents all together on the table instead of the cut-out work for shoe.
Then they hid themselves to see what the little man would do.
At midnight, little elves came in, wanting to get to some shoe work. But as they did not find any leather cut out, but only the pretty little articles of clothing, they were at first puzzled and then delighted. They dressed themselves quickly, putting the pretty clothes on, pant on, shirt on, shoes on, and singing, "Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas." At last, they danced out of the doors. From that time on, they came no more. But as long as the shoemaker lived, all went well with him. So, darling, what did you learn from this story? The story tells us, when you spread love, you get love. Got it? Now hurry up, it's time to sleep. Let's switch off our light and say good night, Panda Mama. Good night.